Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the new Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're talking about measured past lives and taking calls for on-air reading. So first, we, as always, we'd like to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. We have a few accounts there, Neil and Kristen Baker. You may send us a friend request or follow us, Neil Baker Psychic, which you can like, as well as the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And that's a page you may make as well. So we appreciate if you do that, and also want everyone to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. But the main pages are on Facebook and Twitter, of course. So we appreciate if you do that. 914-338-0164 is today's call-in number, and press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And it was funny, a caller just came in and then disappeared, so maybe that caller will return. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And they just showed up again. Or he or she just showed up again. Let's bring this caller on. 412, hello. They dropped again. Maybe they're having problems with their phone line. Anyway, so while we're waiting for some calls, we have a little time to discuss our topic, measured past lives. So talking about measuring karma from past lives based on the conditions of the current life.
Yeah, well, one way to measure karma is to, first of all, take a look at how you came into the world, your family situation, your health situation, your emotional and social status, emotional state, social status, what you excel in, what you have trouble in, all of these things are part of the root system of karma. So we come in immediately already set on a stage of karma, which is the results of past lives that have either been unresolved or have been filled with conflict and adversity or downright perhaps violence, things that are on the aggressive side of the slate. And so those things they manifest in one's life as the beginning stage of karma. And that isn't to say, well, don't you produce it through the family gene and genealogy and all that? Yes, but you also have to understand that that's part of the branch. You can have a branch with fruit on it. That's part of the branch. The main trunk is a past life scenario. So we have a genealogy, we have a heritage in terms of the family we're born into, and we have a karma going on there, but we also have deeper karma going on from various past lives that come in at the same time upon which we are born. So it's a vast amount of energy coming from many different areas. That's why some people have abilities and talents or problems that nobody else in the family even experiences. People who come into the world with bipolar conditions, schizophrenia, people who have drug problems, people who are crippled, retarded, all of these things amount to various karma that doesn't necessarily imply that it's coming from the DNA of the family they're born into.
Right. And people, some people have a hard time with that because they, you know, they don't recognize that there are past lives or, you know.
Well,
I mean, you know, saying that someone comes into the world retarded as a result or, you know, mentally ill as a result of past lives is controversial because, or if they come into an environment where they're severely abused, for instance, you know, obviously there's the, you know, children are innocent, yet there is that link to that past life history that causes or creates circumstances that people are born into. So it's difficult for people to understand sometimes that there really is that deeper root.
Oh, right. Children are innocent. There's no question about that. And they're helpless and they're dependent. But that doesn't mean to imply that they aren't a world filled with karma and energy. And I'm not suggesting that not all problems come from past lives. Some problems are created not only in the current situation, but they're attached to the current family they're born into. You can have problems with a family member, and it has nothing to do with a past life in China. It might just have to do with a past life within the family structure. So we oftentimes do return back to our family roots from previous past lives. There's no general rule. We can come back into the same family. We can come back from the whole different nations, nationalities, ethnic groups. It's vast. This is why people are also compelled to step out of their ordinary circle and become involved in other countries. Part of it you can trace to just interests and education, maybe destiny to some extent, but a lot of it is
right, because you can end up in a family with people you've never, or souls you've never encountered in past lives. I mean, you can end up with people that are, I mean, that can be a karma too, where you're completely separated from this group of people and you're trying to find your way within the family. What were you going to say?
No, that's true. You can. The journeys that we take with people are not always, I mean, some of them are conventional and can just be described through ordinary circumstances. But what about walking out of a liquor store and you bump into somebody and they end up shooting you in
right.
the head?
I mean,
they're not family. They don't even know you. But yet, how do we define these, what that's termed random acts of violence.
Random acts of violence, but not so random. If you look more deeply,
that's what the whole process is. So whether you, I mean, karma is a noun. It signifies has a deep meaning, and there are those that may disagree with the meaning. They may, some people just believe you have one life and you live it and then it's over. So, and some people find the term karma to be sacrilegious, but there's the discussion has to come up about the soul, the spirit. Now, some people may not even go there, but if you start to utilize the word soul in the formation of a human being, and that soul too has its prehistory. Some people just think, well, souls are just come with the body. That's it. They're kind of manufactured along with the body, like a upholstery, like a seat in a car, just comes with the assemblage at the time that it's created. But then that's the question, what is the content of the soul and the spirit, and how vast are those journeys? If we are to assume that the soul and the spirit lives beyond the body, well, where is it going? Is it just sitting in heaven?
It's resting. Is the soul resting eternally?
Asleep in the Lord. The soul, if the soul is asleep in the Lord or asleep in heaven, what's the point of having a soul? It just sleeps.
Right, dormant.
Or
obviously,
you know, maybe Christ's going to come down, wake everybody up, and then they have this new kingdom for 1,000 years. But even then, there's a limit on time. And so we have to think of numerology, because we think of the 1,000-year reign and this and that and the other, and it's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. But even when we use these terms, new, that's contrast with old. And it doesn't say eternal, it says new. So there's a time limit on everything. And if there's a time limit on everything, then the contingencies that are involved in that time limit, what happens to something beyond a time?
Time, that's what I was going to say, because we're thinking of things in terms of linear time, which is not applicable, obviously, in different layers of the astral realm, heaven, so on and so forth. Time is not, you know, a factor.
No, unless we look at it as circular, and we redefine time as timelessness, meaning that time has no substance. Timelessness means devoid of time. You can't measure it. And we have a caller?
We have a couple callers, so okay. Let's pause, and we can get back to this after we take these calls. But 630 and then 724, hello.
Hi. Oh, I was calling to listen to the show. This is
oh,
Dion
you
from
you
Chicago.
Press one. You have your hand raised, so you don't want to talk to us, which is fine. You don't have to. You don't want a reading.
Well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. If you have time, I don't want to take from
yeah,
other people
of course.
Who never
That's
had a reading
what we're here
from you
for,
before.
Of course. What did you say? I just talk over you. I'm gonna turn.
Well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and I want to say it was probably like 8 months ago. When I talked to Neil, or I talked to the both of you, but Neil was the one that was, like, doing the reading. He said by May of 2019, he felt as though I would be in a relationship. And I just wanted to check in spiritually and see if he still thinks that that's a possibility or...
Who is this?
It's Dion from Chicago.
Oh, it's Dion. Hi, Dion. Goodness, I didn't recognize your phone number. Okay. Well, we have her birth date because 12/5/73. Well, we talked about this. We've been talking, actually, you and I, on via email. So we talked about this relationship, and there's another caller. And Neil and I discussed it too, because I, you know, you told me that Neil said that on the air, and there's some other extenuating circumstances going on in your life. So that relationship we discussed in the email may be blocked somewhat because of these other problems that you're experiencing. So anyway, she's 28/10/1, and that's 17 years beyond her karmic number. So,
well, the 17 years beyond the karmic number is the 12 plus 5 in her month.
Right. But 1 plus 1 and then 2 plus 5 is 7, 17.
See, Dion, there are two factors to consider in terms of this May event. One, we can't ignore the fact that in numerology you're compounded. You're a compounded number. 28 equals 10 equals 1. So when you have a compounded situation in there, what you have essentially, you could look at it this on the baseline of this, you have one extraordinary past life that's conflicting with the one that you're in. What?
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Dion doesn't believe in past life karma. Oh. So that's reading, we've got to kind of change the dialogue.
Well,
I think.
How can I reduce this to a level that you would accept? There, in this
I guess
one,
I just don't understand. I'm not saying that what you're saying is incorrect. What I'm saying is I can't wrap my head around the theory. Maybe you're just not using words that my brain can understand. That's
well, let me interrupt. What about past lives don't you accept? Because we have to understand where you're coming from in order to be able to talk on your level.
I just feel like, you know, from the day that I was born going forward, my life should be whatever is created in this lifetime also. I'm not saying that I didn't have a past life with people. What I'm saying is from the day that I was born going forward, my life should have accountability for this particular lifetime.
But you do have accountability for creating your own lifetime. But the unfortunate part is you can't erase the past life history. That is why you're coming back to the planet. There's karma that's unresolved from those past lives that caused you to return and not ultimately have transcended those past lives. That's why we're all back on the planet. We're resolving. I mean, if you subscribe to the theory of karma and past lives, that's why we're all back here. So it's a mixture of that past life karma, the new karma that you create and whatever you're establishing on this, in this new lifetime. But anyway, do you want to say something,
yeah,
Neil?
You know, if we talk about numerology, Dionne, and we look at your first three numbers, 1 and 2 becomes a 3, and 2 and 5 become a 7. Now, that's essentially the year you're born. What you're doing is, if we look at this as a linear life, what you're doing is you're looking at the conflicts in your life that have caused you to stop virtually breathing, the things in life that have halted you from growing, that have obstructed you from having a fulfilling life. If you look and you map out the major obstructions of your life, you can start to scale and understand where your conflicts are. So what I would suggest you do, Dionne, is look at your life and just pick out the major events where you've had conflicts that have caused you to halt your life, that have stopped you kind of in place, even though the years go on and you're growing older and older, but you feel stopped in time. Look at those things, because as you do, you're going to understand not only the sequence of time that they occurred in, but the substance, the definition of what caused you these problems.
Right.
Now, one thing that's important is that you have a certain conflict in relationship. So what we're suggesting, that if we could release those conflicts, ideally speaking, in May, according to your linear code, you're supposed to have a relationship. However, if there are conflicts going on in your life that you haven't quite resolved to a good extent, that relationship's going to be extended into a different time period.
And something we talked about in our correspondence, Dionne, was the pursuit of justice in the topic that you're trying to resolve, but also a balance in that pursuit. Because if you are unbalanced and all your energy is going towards that goal, then a relationship can't come in. I mean, how can it come in when that's consuming your energy? Other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, the birth dates that you provided for us, in with your siblings, they all add up, their master numbers add up to your karmic number, 28. So it's very interesting because you're the one who's been left with this big burden out of all the siblings. You're the one suffering. And so if we look at from past life content, you know, that's defined in the numerical system. Also, you know, you have a broken up 8 that's associated with money. The 12-5 is a broken up 8,
yeah.
And that's associated with money and power. And what's happened is your power has been stripped essentially in this lifetime. The main person in this conflict, your brother, who happens to be an 8. He's an 8 master number. So, If you analyze this according to perhaps tribal past life with these members of your family, then it's explicable why you're going through these conflicts and why you're, you know, searching for a relationship too. I mean, you're a 1. Oftentimes ones have problems in relationships. The fact that you're compounded also is an extenuating factor, which
you know, Kim,
impacts that.
Her fire number is strategic. Her fire number is 5.
5.
The day you're born, Dionne, if you take your 5 and apply it to your 7 in your year, you get a 12, which is your month. And if you take your 5 and apply it to the 3 in your year, you get an 8, which is that broken up 1, 2, 5. What that essentially means is that you've come into the world with conflict. Now, that conflict, according to our theory, should not overwhelm you. You're supposed to be able to conquer it. It might be very challenging, but our contention is that in this lifetime you do conquer your issues and you find fulfillment. Now, that's the question. What we're suggesting is that at this age that you are at now, This is an opportunity for you to maybe experience that conquest. But you have trouble. You have trouble because of the very nature of the complexity. See, what you're going to find in your journey is that you get somewhere and then it fails. You get somewhere and then it fails. There's an obstacle. Somebody ruins you. Somebody's out to get you. Somebody betrays you. These are the realities. We don't need to question it. But what we do need to address is how to overwhelm these obstacles, which we, Chris and I, suggest is a possibility. I mean, it's a possibility,
not a probability. Well, it's a possibility.
It's a possibility, but it lends itself to some probability because of the nature that it can be done.
And so, you know, what we've talked about in our emails is maybe a redesigning of energy. Now that you've connected with us and we know a little bit more about you, I think that, you know, there needs to be action aside from the book that you want to write. There needs to be action on a legal level. But I think now that we're involved, it's going to have a different energy behind it. So I suggested Dion that I would be looking at different avenues for her, which I am in the process of doing. And once a solution or, you know, a next step is established, going forward with that new energy behind you might result in better results than you've had so far. And just one more thing, because we have to move on to other callers. She's had three attorneys, and it's interesting because three is not only the last number in the year that you're born, but it's the division between two and five. And it's been unsuccessful so far. You've hit a lot of roadblocks, but I mean, you are absolutely justified according to everything that you've told us about your situation. And,
And then before we go on to the next caller, and, you know, in your statement about Valentine's Day has nothing to do with your love life.
She loves Valentine's Day, though.
Well, that's fine. You can love it. But that's Valentine's Day is not going to be a part of your journey that you can apply and factor in terms of whether you're going to be in love or not. The May factor, the fifth month, is in your fire number. And what we're suggesting is that it's next to a two, which is coupling, a relationship. And then that's preceded by a one which is your master number.
Right.
So it's your master number going into a relationship that has beautiful communication. And that equates to an eight, which is rebirth. So what we're suggesting is that there's a possibility that in May, that's why we're trying to define for you why we said May, why there's this possibility of love coming into your life. But there's contingencies involved in that, you have to understand.
And you know, we can further discuss in email what you're doing to actually meet people, because a relationship isn't going to fall in your lap, I don't think. It's going to take some work. I think it's going to take some work. So we can discuss that further. Did you want to respond quickly before we move on to the other callers, Dion?
No, just thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the reading, and I just want to listen to the show. I think you two are wonderful. Thank you for all your help.
You're welcome, and I'll be in touch today, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We have a caller from 724. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I'm hearing an echo for some reason. Yeah. Do you have a radio on in the background?
No. Any better? I turned the phone down, son. I apologize. Any better?
Oh, yeah, that's better. I mean, I was hearing my voice back.
Apologize.
So, how are you, Mandy? Where are you going from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I'm okay. How about you guys?
Doing fine.
Yeah, the reason I was calling today was to see if you guys could shed some light on my love life.
Everybody's going to probably be talking about love today because of Valentine's Day.
Let me ask you, has Barry Manilow contacted you yet?
No, he hasn't, but I've had more than one ask me if he has.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure you know the song, Mandy. Okay, so Mandy, your birth date, let's get it.
2279.
Okay.
414.
Really? 414. Oh, 70. Why did I write down 76? She's a 30 equals 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 79. So 2009, there may have been a change. Just real quick. Anything in 2009? that happened that you
remember?
Maybe something.
No.
Nothing.
No, not family, health, love, nothing. Yeah, I can't think of anything there in that year. Oh, nine, no.
Okay.
Yeah, well, then we anything in a job change?
No.
Really?
No move, nothing.
Mm-mm, not that I can. If it wasn't very significant, considering, you know, it just... It's not coming to me. It's very minute, uh-huh. If something.
Okay.
Okay. And relationship.
Right.
When's the...
You've had some, you know, I mean, according to past life, I mean, according to the former, either early or former life, you're 40 years old, but there would have been some troubling, there should have been some troubling relationships throughout your 20s.
Have you been married before?
No, I mean, I've had trouble with some relationships, but not in 09, nothing that's sticking out in 09.
Okay, but you've had troubling relationships before. Did any of those relationships last anywhere near or around three to 4 years?
Well, I have a two-year-old, so he was born in 16, the end of 16, and I got involved with his father the beginning of 15. So we've been off and on again since right at the beginning of 15. And I've been putting off reconnecting with him, and I think it's pushing him further away. And now I'm at the point where I'm kind of second-guessing myself. Now I kind of wish maybe I wouldn't have pushed him away. So that's where I'm at.
When's this person's birthday?
7/9/84.
7/9/84. 7/9 is your year, 79. So that's already
right. Mm-hmm.
30/11/2, which is problematic. But real, did you ever live with this guy or?
He stayed with us. He still had his own address.
That's why I was picking up divorce, because even though you weren't married, you did have a child together. There was cohabitation on some level, and there's a break in that relationship. So 38/11/2 is your month and day. And actually, happy birthday. You just had a birthday.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Recently was trying more than one way. I do recognize that, and I don't know if it was more of a tuition or more of just being afraid of being hurt. And I don't think I fully appreciated his try, and again, I don't know if that was just something inside of me, you know, not, it was just flat out just being afraid. So well, again, I'm second guessing my decisions, and now I feel like I, you know, pushed him away now that I didn't reciprocate.
Okay, well, you know, when we consider that a woman's had a baby with a man, we take that to be kind of like a marriage, even though it doesn't formalize into a marriage. That's a really great step, that you have a very strong connection with the person. It goes so far as to say that you had a baby with this person. So that there's a deeper energy going on there, that we get more into the element of karma and things like that. Something we have to work out with the person.
Plan well.
Yeah. Well, your child is 2 years old now, according to your statement. And this was around 2015-16
that... Yeah, he was 11-16, this child was.
What's the birthday, 11-16?
11-11-16.
Oh, 11-11. Well, you see, 11-11 is 2 and 2. That's your days and months.
Yes.
So,
well, it's
oh
4, which is her 2 and 3 together, right? 13-4?
13-4.
Yeah, which is the sum of your month and day.
Well, you don't have to be with the father of the child. It's not, you can, if the two of you are agreeable, there's nothing wrong with being with the father of your child. But if it's not a healthy relationship and you feel that, it's not in your best interest to be with the father of the child, even though you're kind of maybe searching for somebody and you say, well, I can't find anybody, maybe I should go back to him. That's only if it's healthy. If it isn't healthy, then the energy is that he is the father. There's a part of your life that you're going to be connected to for the rest of your life with him, as long as that child is alive or grown, until it's the child's grown. But that you're the energy of you being in a relationship is still on the table.
So I want to just really quickly ask, I mean, regarding the health of the relationship, what issues were there between the two of you?
There was, I guess what, and I am not looking for somebody new. I have never, even during our parts and he was with somebody else, I never dated another party, didn't even, not even a casual, you know, talking to as a male friend. So he had gotten into a lifestyle, to answer your original question, I apologize, that I wasn't comfortable with.
So was he, what, like, lifestyle, are we talking about, like, addiction in any form?
No, not addiction form, but around those substances. And
what do you mean around that? Are we talking about drugs and alcohol?
Yes.
I backed away
because I didn't want to end up getting pregnant in him and that lifestyle. And then, I found out I was already pregnant.
Yeah,
so sure. Then, you know, it's kind of like, oh, now you want to be back with me because I'm pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I think he kind of took advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still continued to do his own thing. Where's she going to? And then, you know, things, he got away from that lifestyle and just different things. Yeah, we don't have time to get into all that, but I guess I'm just
say that if he really, really left that lifestyle and you feel like there's still a different relationship, there's a possibility. But, I mean, someone who my feeling is that this might come up again with the two of you, and it may be better to seek another relationship with someone who doesn't have that history. 38-11-2 is, I mean, problematic, compounded. A lot of times there's drug and alcohol problems or infidelity with people that are compounded by 29-11-2, 38-11-2. So
in a numerical prediction, you should have a relationship at 42 years old, which isn't, I mean, you might go, oh my God, 2 years away, but it's not a big really, in the scheme of things. But you may not be in a relationship for 42, at least in that significant relationship you're looking for. I will say one thing, that the person that you're going to be involved with takes a train. They travel by train, and I don't know, we don't travel by train, and we don't have access to trains. So it's not common to our life, but this person commutes by train.
She's in Pennsylvania. Do you have a train somewhere you're close to where you live?
I mean, I have a train station like 3 minutes from my apartment.
Yeah.
But it's not used as, say, like a subway or a taxi. I'm actually in a very, you know, rural area. And But people do take that for trips into other states and stuff like that, just not as everyday transport.
The person that you're going to meet, which could be 42, is living within 10 miles of you.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people in the North are employed by the railroad. That's a, you know, big employer.
So maybe
that could be two.
Okay.
That could be two. Okay. And did your mother have any kind of throat problems, thyroid, throat?
I'm not close with her, but from my understanding, yes, she's having some heart issues and some maybe like bone issues or so forth. I don't really understand all the, I don't have
That's
all the okay. details. Yeah.
Okay.
But
so there's health issues. Okay.
Yes.
Mandy, we have to move on to other callers. So good luck. God, I'm hearing
okay. Anything? You mentioned your health. Anything that to be concerned with or look out for, or
with who?
The mother. Well, I mean.
No. I mean, she has some heart problems. There may be a thyroid problem coming up. There's something in the throat.
What's your mother's birthday? Real fast.
I forget the year, so I'd have to call back in. When you guys are on next Thursday, I can call back in with that if you're okay with that.
We're on Friday. We're on Wednesday and Friday. Today's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Same time frame? Okay,
yeah.
Then. Both very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Mary, we hope you follow us on Facebook. Those are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. Neil and Kristen Baker, Neil Baker Psychic, and the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And I accidentally brought a caller on early before we finished this call. I pressed the wrong button and then we lost them. Too bad. Okay, so 551 is our next caller. Hi. Caller, are you there? 551. No. Okay, I'm going to disconnect them. 407, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, good. Who's this, please?
My name is Lori, and I'm calling from Florida.
Lori, how do you spell it? There's so many variants.
That's true. L-O-R-I-E.
Yeah, so yours is a little bit unusual. Not unusual,
yeah,
but not the common spelling. Huh?
Where's it coming from?
Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome. What's your birth date?
5/28/1966.
1966. Okay, and what brings you to the show today? 1525.
I have been fighting somewhat of a spiritual battle, is what I'm going to call it, because it has been. I am aspiring to be a published writer, and I have been block, stock, bothered for like 7-8 years.
You're what?
I think blocked, stopped, copied.
You've been
plagiarized.
All right.
Yeah.
Published writer. Well, what kind of are you writing? If nonfiction, a memoir, or a novel, poetry?
It's a combination of poetry and a lot of uplifting reading. I'll talk about the planet, the environment. My motivation, my goal is to raise the vibration on the planet one reader at a time, whoever reads.
Well, what is your, do you have a background? Do you have any credentials? Are you just a person writing with your thoughts? Or?
Actually, no. I lived overseas for 3 years. The only source of employment was teaching English writing and paragraph essay. So since I had no choice but to do that consistently for 3 years, came back to the States, and all I was getting hired to do was also teach and writing. So it's been, I guess, by force through my career, and now I enjoy it because I do it for pleasure and not for grading papers.
Well, I mean, if you have a love for writing, you know, having written many books, I don't believe in writer's block. I don't believe in it. I believe
I don't
in
have
more.
Writer's block. Yeah,
I'm sorry?
I don't have writer's block. I'm being plagiarized.
What? You've been plagiarized?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she's been plagiarized. So that's her block. So how are you? So you have books published, and someone plagiarized.
Yeah, no, I have things published on like Ezon magazines and like Mystic on the online magazines and on my own blogs, and they get plagiarized and they get sold, and I've been challenging everybody, and I just want to know if I'm progressing
in terms of the what you're seeking in regard to the plagiarism. Are you seeking, what exactly are you looking for with, I mean, are you looking for damages? Is there a legal battle to recover damages from the plagiarism, or are you just trying to get these people to stop copying your work? Because I know it's very hard at times to get damages because you have to assess what the monetary value of what you've lost from the plagiarism is. I mean, it's a kind of tricky legal process.
Actually, for me, it's not tricky at all. It's a third-rate publishing company, a third-rate media company. I know exactly who they are. I reported them to IC3 police authorities, and nothing ever gets done. And there is a monetary value. It's the money that they've made using my name and my content. So actually, it is measurable.
It's measurable, but it is tricky because you're having problems. I mean, it is tricky.
As soon as you write something, it's copyrighted. You know, you put your name on it, the date, and you copyright it according to your name and the date. And that you're protected. You have a copyright built-in plan already. If you've established when you wrote these articles or poems or writings and they have claimed they plagiarized it after the date of your publicizing it or producing it, then you need to go to a copyright attorney. You need to assess the damages, and because the courts and everything, they're overwhelmed with trying to police everybody who's had something stolen. So you would need to actually get an attorney. But, you know, I understand the issue. I understand your issue, and you've published. So as long as you have can prove that you've written the material first, if they're benefiting from your material by plagiarizing it, then you can seek damages.
Right, but it has to be established what damages you are entitled to.
Well, whatever they've made. Different counts. One, they stole it. Two, they profited from it, and you can regain your rights back. So, you have to get an attorney. You have to get an attorney and assess, you know, you have to see what your damages are. If there's anything, a lot of attorneys don't think it's worth it. So you have to, and if they just published it and they didn't get much for it, 10, 20 bucks, whatever, 50, I mean, your damages aren't going to, but your rights have been stolen. So you can have punitive damages from it. And so there is that element going. But, you know, that's something that happens in our world. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And sometimes you just have to go to the lawsuit area to get it over with. But if I were you, I would copyright your things. I would send it to Library of Congress. I would have it registered.
Have you done that?
Writers Guild, whatever.
Have you done that?
I can prove everything is 100% mine because I used email. I sent everything to myself in email, date and time stamped before anything was published, so that's not a problem. I have been seeking for the last maybe year the lawyer that will take it on for me, and nobody seems to want to touch it. I deal with Google all the time, and I report it. I deal with IC3 and send reports, so I've got copious amounts of documentation. This has been going on since 2011, and I know who the entities are, and I just can't seem to get even if they took all the money and kept it, that would be fine, but just leave me alone. Stop blocking me. Stop, I don't know what it's almost like vengeance for my writing.
Are you talking about actual people or spirits, or what are you talking
about?
No,
entities. She's saying, I think the entity whatever.
Actual people.
Actual people.
Of course.
Lori, sometimes it's wise we got to get to other callers, but sometimes it's wise to just move on and write new things, new materials. It's unfortunate things are stolen.
I mean, you can get an attorney. I mean, you can get an attorney.
You need to have an attorney.
And
you
stop it. But she's saying no one will take it.
Touch it. I can understand why they may not touch it. It may not be worth their while. But but if you're frustrated, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go and write more. Write as much as you can. That's your journey. Let that overwhelm you.
Listen, yeah.
And being stuck. I've had people steal things.
Yes, definitely. And people, major people. There is a book where, we're not going to go into the details, but this was stolen. There was a lot of material from a book that Neil published stolen from a major author. You either choose to move on or you seek damages. I mean, also, we've had our content stolen by people that have listened to our show, and this is copyrighted material. Some of our theories on numerology and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So it happens. So either keep looking for an attorney or move forward, I think, is the answer.
I'm going to have to move forward because attorneys don't want to touch it. So I do appreciate you guys listening to me. And I just wanted to know the intuitive part, if you figured it was going to stop or not. I know the other stuff,
but it just feels good
for your understanding.
Laura, you're full of ideas. My energy field is like you're full of ideas. Just go forward and write. Forget about this mess. Move on and write your beautiful impressions and delight in that. And protect yourself, you know, in the best way you can going forward, but move forward.
Do you have a website you want to share with everybody to read so people can read your work?
Sure.
Or you can go ahead.
LoriAnnJ.com. Sure.
Wait,
yeah,
say it again.
All together.
Too fast.
IE.
Uh huh.
And then ANNJ.
Uh huh.
.com.
Okay.
And I do appreciate
it. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, we will. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
630 has been waiting, and we don't know if he or she wants a reading. 630 area code, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 917, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask about myself and my boyfriend, Kendrick.
Okay. Where are you calling from? New York?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. And your name?
Tina.
Oh, yeah. We've spoken with you before, right, Tina?
Yes.
Are you the one? Yeah. And he's a police officer. And we talked on the last show, and I said there's trouble. And you said no, but then there was the death of someone that he knew. So in a family, someone shot. That's you, right?
Yeah. No, the nephew killed someone by mistake.
Right, so that was the trouble that was picked up. Okay.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the birthday?
I have it. Hold on, I got a page back because this I don't have by memory. It's 11/27/73, Tina.
Yeah.
30/62 for the boyfriend. And he's a police officer. So what's your question? I mean, what?
Just what his spear have for us now.
How are things going? I mean...
It's okay.
And you just want to know kind of like the a view of the future?
Yes.
Well, you're still with this man, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I may be wrong. I may be dead wrong. But in about a year, you're not married, or just say yes or no. You're not married, right?
No.
In about a year and a half, something's going to change drastically, and it could be a marriage. It could be a marriage. If you're in any place right now with him where you're thinking, I would like to marry this guy, or I wonder if it's a possibility, in a year and a half, that could become a fact.
Oh, great.
And he, you see, he's got to repair his heart, but, And I'll tell you something else. There's something about February in that year and a half. So real quickly, we've got so many callers and so little time. Do you know anyone born in the month of February as we speak?
No, not coming to mind really quick, no.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is that in the month of February, if you do get married in a year and a half, it's going to be in the month of February. And I do see a beautiful necklace involved in the situation. Has this man ever bought you jewelry?
No, not yet.
Maybe for Valentine's Day. Who knows?
Well, no.
Right? Possibility.
I mean, there's a good chance the two of you are going to be together, but it would be in about a year and a half in terms of that marriage. Okay.
Okay, Tina?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. Bye. And Tina can follow us on Facebook. We hope that she does. She's a regular caller, so follow our page. Gunjan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? 920-81. How do you have any results yet from your yes, MRI?
Yes, I do. It was benign.
That's what we thought.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. So, but, you know, she did say that's not to say it's not going to impact in 10 or 20 years. But for
right.
now, there's no surgery.
That's great.
There you go.
That's yeah. great.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
Yay.
Yeah. So, how are you guys, and what do you see coming up?
We're doing fine.
Well, you're stuck on the earth for a while.
Yeah, you're not leaving anytime soon.
And
you don't have to. They can't. You don't want to do anything with the cyst, even though it's bothering you. If there's some numbness and all that, you're gonna leave it alone.
Yeah, that's what she suggested. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
You know, just as much as you can, Gunjan, delight in life. Look at what you have that's a blessing. And then from there, put up two dreams for yourself. Write down two dreams you would like to have fulfilled. And then don't do it now. Don't tell us now. But once you have really thought about those two realistic dreams, call back the show and tell us what they are, and we're going to start working on them for you.
Okay. All right. I could do that.
Okay.
Really quickly, is it really bad if I want to be spiteful?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's not really bad to have those feelings. I mean, that's natural, that there's a need for vengeance in certain situations or a drive toward it. But do you want to real quickly tell us what situation this is that you want to be spiteful in?
You guys know my situation before you
in New Jersey when you were back in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to actually I can't tell you on air.
Okay, well, I don't advise it. Stay away. I'm not getting a good vibe. I don't
okay.
do it. And I wouldn't want that benign tumor to change energy. So don't do it. I just don't get a good vibe.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll take your advice.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. You can email me if you want. If you want
okay.
to get further details, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks. Okay. You know, we're going to take Pat because she's been waiting. And anyway, hi. Who's Pat?
Hi. Hi, this is Jackie.
Oh,
this is not
Jackie,
Pat.
Hi, sorry.
Hi.
You know,
hi.
These regular callers, sometimes their numbers get scrambled in my brain.
Okay.
1519, you're 27.9, but 1965.
Five.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Okay, real quick, because we've got like a minute.
Just a question about work. I've been out of work for about a week now with a viral infection. And prior to me going out with a viral infection.
Oh, you're sick.
I got a really bad case of pink eye.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. It's just starting to clear up. But
prior
to me going out, they made a change in my classroom. They put a lady in the class who was under investigation. She came in with a lot of negative energy. And things were going on in my own personal life. My husband and sons lost their job in a major fire. So pretty much I'm the only person that's really working in the house, myself and one more son. I just want to see what you pick up at work. Because I know while I'm not there, there's a lot going on. I just want to know when I go back, will I be okay?
Just real quick, we have so little time, but the job, your husband and son are out of work, did you say, because of a fire?
Yes, their entire plant burned down.
So benefits that they're collecting? I mean, or there should
be
some.
They're going to get some benefits, and my husband is looking for work.
Yeah.
My job has always been a challenge.
Yeah, we know. You shared that with us on the air.
Yeah. I just want to know what you pick up.
Well, we have like 30 seconds to pick up something.
Well, You know, I don't, what I pick up, Jackie, real quickly, is that March is going to be a lot better than February. So you may, I'm pretty sure you're going to be returning to work in March.
Well, before then, I would think. Aren't you going to
return? No, I'm going back to work probably by next week, Monday. Just
okay.
They changed the medicine.
So what I'm saying is that March isn't going to be such a bad month. So I don't know about this investigation, but we don't have time to go into that. I mean, but
the other lady that's being investigated. I just don't like her vibes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hang in there. Don't fight it too much. Things should mellow out in March. That's the theory, that things will mellow out in March. So I wouldn't get into too many hassles or tackles with this person. And expect March to be better.
But, Jackie, you know, you're going through a change right now because of your age. It's the doubling. We've talked about the doubling of 27. Being 54, your current age, and you've expressed that you really want to get out of this job, that you want to teach in corporate, corporate situations rather than in a school. So I would suggest starting to, right now you're off. I would start looking. Have you started looking for work in other areas? Perhaps you don't have, won't have to go back to school next year if you get another job, and you can finish out the term, perhaps. And then maybe start something new.
Yeah, okay.
Have you thought of that?
Absolutely. But then just seem like just when I'm ready to go in another direction, something bigger comes along to challenge us.
Well, yeah, the burning down of the plant is tough. But, it's impossible that you're going to gain something more lucrative than what you're doing right now. And you've done this for so long. How long have you taught?
20 years.
20 years. You have to teach, what were you saying, 27 years? She's got to teach. But if you do this in the corporate setting, you're still teaching, but it might be a better environment for you. So start looking around. You're at home, sick. Look on the internet and see what's available in your area. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Did you see my husband working out okay?
Oh yeah.
He'll get work. I mean, if they can rebuild the plant, are you gonna? He's looking for a job.
We don't know if they're going to rebuild. He loved his job. It's the whole group of them, and it was freaky situation. It was like the worst storm.
It might be arson.
I know that they're doing some investigation.
Yeah,
definitely.
Your husband will find work. It may not be as high as pay, but he's going to stabilize things. So should stabilize. Let's see how it feels in March. Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, Ben.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Take care. I hope you feel better.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, we're out of time. A little bit over today, but we did start late, so we got a good hour in. Hopefully you'll join us on Friday. We're back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.